Disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. October 13th, 2016. Boy, I got the sodomites after me. Those sodomites are after me. Wait a minute. Some of you right now already gasped. Say, Coach, why would you call them that? Well, only because the Bible does. That's the only reason. I don't know what you would want to call. Gay? What do you want to say? Homo? Homo means like, means same. When we call them homo, the Bible calls them sodomites. Why have we softened our language in the church? See, we've softened our language in the church because we've softened Christianity in general. As I'm just putting a commentary. Rich, you'll like this. I'm the great football coach. I wrote a commentary today, by the way. Great football coach Woody Hayes at Ohio State said, I never saw a football player make a tackle with a smile on his face. And that's where we are. We have yet to declare war on the enemy. Because we've bought into this false dichotomy that we're supposed to love our enemy, and to love our enemy means to accept everything that the enemy wants. We want to love him means that we approve of him and tolerate him. That's not love your enemy. That's not what it means. If you love your enemy, you tell your enemy the truth. That's loving your enemy. That's loving your enemy. It says in the book of Jude, some pull out of the fire. You have to rescue them out of the fire. Sometimes you have to say what the Bible says. Sometimes you just have to use that Bible language. Sodomite. Sodomy. Sodomy. There's an action named after what they do. Now, here's the crazy thing. I didn't even take on the sodomites. This is where we are. I just simply did a video about the truth of the Bible. And what did the truth of the Bible say? That a woman is not supposed to be in authority over a man. I didn't mention anything about the girly boys. Never even mentioned them. And so I get criticism I get vile phone calls and vile emails from people who are trying to get my mind right. And they don't even know what they're supposed to do with their appendage. They don't even have that right. That's basic 101. That's science 101, to know what to do with that. You know what I'm saying? And they want to give me advice? Are you kidding me? That's where we are. I get criticized from the church, harsh language. Sodomy's in the Bible. The Bible calls them sodomites. Where we came up with this other language is the same thing I'm trying to tell people all the time. We have adopted the language of the world. The world has crept into the church, and we now have the language of the world inside the church. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Man, we got a lot of stuff to rip off, a lot of things. I was telling the guys here before we went on the air. By the way, 740-323-0871, you want to jump in here. 740-323-0871. We live in times like the world's never seen. And I got up this morning. Got about 5, maybe a little after 5 this morning. I was a little bit, I slept in. And clicked on the internet, looked in there. You know, we are living in times that they will be writing about 100 years from now. Things that are going on right now. And here's what Brian Bosworth told me this the other day. The Boz, when I picked him up at the airport. And we were just kind of chatting. I said, Boz, man, you were doing some crazy stuff back there. I said, what, was somebody coaching you to do that? Or you were just doing it? What? He says, Coach, listen. He says, I was just living in the bubble. I was just living in the bubble. I had no idea what was going out all across the world. I was just living in the bubble, creating this character called the Boz. I had no idea. And see, we're living in the bubble. We are living in the bubble, the matrix, call it whatever you want. We don't understand what's going on. We cannot see the forest for the trees. What time to be alive? What a time to be alive. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I want to give you fair warning. I think I should do this. Things are going to amp up a little bit. For us, I'm talking about. Things are going to amp up a little bit. And I would ask this, those of you who are listening out there, if you would, I'd ask that you'd cover us in prayer. That you would cover what we do in prayer. Because I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of people that don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. And I got a phone call from a guy this morning. And he said, Coach, man, your show is on the cutting edge. You're way out in front of a lot of people. And a lot of people, they don't like that. So, Coach, I'm praying for you. You just need to know that they're not going to put up with this for very much longer. Well, that is what it is. I'm not worried about that. But I do covet your prayers because they came at me hard yesterday for simply, fellas, guys, girls, the Bible says that a woman should not rule over a man. Why is that controversial? Well, I didn't say that. In the video I made, I said, pastors, if you really want to teach the whole Bible, then we ought to be teaching that Hillary shouldn't be president because a woman shouldn't rule over a man. That's all I said. And the deviants on Reddit grabbed it, and the deviants on Right Wing Watch grabbed it, and deviants on others, and my phone starts ringing, and my email starts burning, and my Facebook page gets hacked by all these sodomites. That's what they are. Great to be alive, isn't it? Great to be on the front lines. Hey, Rich, alligator skin, buddy. I got an alligator hide. That's what I got. And we're gonna keep barking out the truth here. I'm gonna do something a little different here. Let's go to the scriptures first. Can we do that, Jared? Let's go to Romans 12 today. I want to hit this out, and then one of the things I learned in all my teaching and coaching through experience really is one of the worst things that you can ever do as a teacher is to assume that your audience knows what you're talking about. Assume that they know what you know. I remember when I had geometry. It was my sophomore year in high school. I did awful in geometry, plain geometry. Did awful in it. And it's because I didn't understand the words. How about this? The corresponding size of an isosceles triangle are congruent or something like that. Well, I didn't understand the words. And I didn't understand the words. And then we would go to the next theorem. And I didn't get theorem number one. I didn't understand the words. Didn't know what congruent meant. Didn't understand. Now, I should because I was a wordsmith. And maybe I was just flirting with the girls too much in a class or something. But I never got that basic. And because I never got that basic, I almost hardly never caught up with geometry. I never caught up with it. So when we're a teacher, when we're trying to present evidence to other people, you have to assume they don't know what you know. If they knew what you knew, they wouldn't be acting the way they act. They don't know what you know. And so I'm going to have Sarge here. Man, we were talking yesterday about the Hegelian dialectic and thesis and antithesis. And JR said, might be a good idea if you guys explained that. The man, oh, man, is that ever true? See, there we go, making that mistake, see. Hey, Bill Clinton's in some serious trouble. I'm going to show a video here in a minute. Hang with us. Anonymous is about to release a video of Bill Clinton, they said, raping or having sex with a 13-year-old girl on the Lolita Express, and that the video was produced by the Israeli Mossad, the CIA and the military of Israel, and they got this video about 15 or 20 years ago to be able to use it to blackmail the Clintons, and Anonymous has it and is gonna release it. That'll be a bombshell, won't it, boys? That'll be a bombshell. Let's go to the word real quick here. Romans 12. Excuse me. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Stop a minute. A living sacrifice. Your body is a living sacrifice. Meaning what? He gets to come in your body, and he gets to use your body. Holy and acceptable unto you, which is your reasonable service. In other words, that's what's expected of you. That's what's expected of you. Present your body. It's a reasonable service. And then, boys and girls, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the way you think, the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through grace given unto me, to every man that's among you, stop thinking so highly of yourself. but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So you are in a unique position. God has graced you with the same measure of faith that he's graced me. He's graced you with the same measure of faith of these faith healers. He's graced everybody with the same measure of faith. Now the question becomes, how are you going to develop it? How are you going to help that measure grow? Everyone's given it. See, we have no problem believing negative stuff. We can believe stuff's going to go bad. Oh, they're going to fumble. Oh, the Browns are going to lose. Oh, the Cavaliers are going to lose. We have no trouble believing negative stuff. That's negative faith. Faith is just expressing what's in your heart. For as we have so many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. There's all those gifts being out there. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Hey, Jared, abhor that which is evil. Boys, sodomy is evil. Abhor it. You say, well, love the sinner, hate the sin. Yeah, that's sort of what it's saying. But unfortunately, that behavior is acted out through people. And you want at some point to try to rescue their soul. But you don't let them damage the rest of society while you're hoping they come to Jesus. Does that make sense to anybody but me? Well, where am I? Okay. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Hang on to that which is good. Why do you have to cleave to it? Because evidently somebody's going to be trying to knock you off of it. Trying to knock you off that horse. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Hey, Larry, brotherly love, right, Larry? Love your brothers. Brotherly love. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. In other words, don't be a hero worshiper and chase after the heroes. Be not wise in your own conceits. Pay no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in sight of all men. If it be possible, may not be possible. It may not be possible. But if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. See, it's possible for me to live peaceably with all men until they try to teach sodomy to my grandchildren. Then it's not possible for me to live peaceably with them. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give peace unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, the Lord said, I will repay. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirst, give him a drink, for in doing so thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, listen. That didn't mean go out and go lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey. See, this happens to us a lot. Sometimes we go to churches, and we're out holding up signs or whatever. J.R., you can attest to this. Sometimes the people inside the church, they live out this verse. They come and they bring us water. See, they're viewing us as enemies. You understand? And they think, oh, we'll show these guys. We'll go love them and give them a bottle of water and show them. And then they go inside and wish we would die. That's not what this is talking about here. This is not what this is talking about. It says, try to be, what's it say? Live peaceably with them. Try to be nice to them. But fellas, when we're playing football, in the midst of the game, we don't give water to the other team. That's their responsibility, to get water in the other team. And if we would begin to view what's going on in the world as a clashing of two kingdoms, then we would be a little bit, we don't want, hey, I had a guy tell me this. We were playing a football game. I was a captain for this particular game. And when we got done, shook hands, said, hey, good luck. Good luck shaking hands with the other captains. And when we were walking, my buddy grabs hold of me of the shoulder. And I'll never forget this. He grabs me by the shoulder pad and he pulls me over. He said, Dobby, never give away luck. In other words, don't wish your enemies good luck. Don't wish your enemies fortune. Don't do that. They're your enemy. After the game, you can wish them luck. After the game's over, then you can. But don't mess around and do it. So there's our word. So we got to renew our mind. We got to renew our mind. We got to quit thinking as stupidly as we've been thinking. And we've got to advance the kingdom of God as much as it's possible. Live peaceably. But when it's not possible, quit living peaceably. Quit living peaceably. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna pop this up real quick just because I want to get this going. And then Sarge has got something for us today on Hegelian dialectic. I look over here at all this stuff I got. Oh my goodness, again, full of stuff. Jared, let's play that video that says anonymous. It's 5 minutes. Now, hey guys, there is something unbelievable going on all around us. All around us. I don't know if you know who Anonymous is. Anonymous is anonymous. He won't tell us who he is, but he's been releasing videos and emails. And he's been right on with the stuff he's been releasing. So now he tells us they're getting ready to release this video of Bill Clinton. So I want you to hear this. Guys, the global hackers, thank you. These guys are a group of global hackers. This whole thing is about to be thrown into chaos because they're going to release this, and then the rats are going to run from the ship. And see, Donald Trump just survived a political coup. The Republican Party tried to overthrow him, and the rats ran off the ship, and they didn't win. And he's still in charge. And now we're going to see this is going to be released. And then, you know what's coming next, just as sure as I'm sitting here? More videos of Trump coming. And the videos coming out of Trump are probably going to be videos that say the N-word or whatever. There's more videos coming. This is going to be into chaos. By the way, I did write a commentary today. The mask is off. It's a good one. It's at newswithhughes.com. Why I'm grateful for Donald Trump. So because win or lose, the mask has come off. We now see it's one. It's the political elite against the rest of us. We now see that very clearly. Okay, here it is. It's 5 minutes from Anonymous.
Greetings, world. We are Anonymous. The entire U.S. presidential election is nearing an explosive crisis over a secretly made Israeli intelligence video recording showing former President Bill Clinton raping a 13-year-old girl that Hillary Clinton has kept hidden from public knowledge with help from the American propaganda mainstream media, but by her embroiling Donald Trump in her husband's sex crimes now threatens it being released. The video recording of Bill Clinton raping this 13-year-old girl was created engineered by Israel's Institute for Intelligence and Special Operations Clothing Shop Network, whose main facilitator is the Internet.
I want you guys to listen. Those in Ohio, they're going to mention the name of Les Wexner. Les Wexner is the richest guy in Ohio, lives here in Columbus, the limited brands, gas, what else, all those kind of things. And we're going to find out this deep pedophile connection. Keep going, Jared. Sorry.
International money man of mystery, Jeffrey Epstein, and who is now being called the billionaire pedophile who could bring down Hillary Clinton. The clothing shop network was originated in the early 1980s by one of the most secretive billionaires in America named Leslie Wexner, and whose father, Harry Wexner, changed from Hagen Wexelstein, emigrated to the United States in the late 1930s from the Jewish Autonomous Oblast, former Soviet Union. The clothing shop network name itself was derived from Leslie Wexner being one of America's top clothers and who owns the U.S.-based fashion retailers L Brands and Victoria's Secret. In 1982, Wexner recruited Jeffrey Epstein into the clothing shop network by providing him with an estimated $1 billion to establish a private financial firm, named J. Epstein & Company, and that Wexner remains the firm's biggest and the only publicly known client. The true purpose of J. Epstein & Company was to allow Jeffrey Epstein to operate within the society circles of America's political elites, and once ensnaring his victims, he allowed them to fulfill their most deviant sexual fantasies, while at the same time secretly video recording them for the purpose of blackmail. Epstein's blackmail victims included many members of Americans and Britain's elites, but with his biggest, largest catch being former President Bill Clinton, who was revealed by recently released flight logs revealed to have flown on Epstein's private jet named the Lolita Express to the secluded sex toy land, Caribbean island run by Epstein, 26 times, while ditching his Secret Service protectors, and his failing to notice that this end of sin was wired with hidden cameras secretly recording his orgies with underage girls, with Bill Clinton's having had sex with young girls, and Hillary Clinton being advised by the clothing shop network that they had the secretly recorded videos proving it. She then masterminded a plot to set up Donald Trump as a straw man to be her opponent, and as emails prove, and was aided in this effort by America's mainstream media, who provided gave to the New York City billionaire builder an estimated $3 billion in free media advertising, so that he could become the Republican Party candidate for president. The Hillary Clinton email proving this plot shows her and her accomplices conspiring to set up Donald Trump as their Pied Piper candidate, with some of them suggesting that Senator Ted Cruz or Dr. Ben Carson could, likewise, be set up too. To why Hillary Clinton and her accomplices selected Donald Trump to be their straw man Pied Piper was due to his knowing Jeffrey Epstein too, but who, unlike Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and others who engaged in sex with young girls on Orgy Island, never committed these grave crimes. And as attested by Miami Police Detective Mike Fiston, who investigated Epstein's many crimes and stated that in hundreds of interviews with hundreds of witnesses, no one has ever identified Trump as being involved in any kind of sexual activity with underage girls. In fact, Detective Fiston recalls learning in the early 2000s that members of Trump's private Palm Beach club, Mar-a-Lago, complained that Epstein was often accompanied by very young girls, a different girl every week, each of whom he would refer to as his niece, with Hillary Clinton and her accomplices believing they had neutralized Donald Trump by his merely knowing Epstein. However, and their further belief that the avalanche of scandals surrounding Trump would cause his campaign to collapse upon itself, this New York City billionaire, instead, has defied all normal logic and is nearing winning the U.S. presidency. In a last chance bid to destroy Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton and her accomplices have now paid off a number of Bill Clinton's rape victims to change their story, saying that Trump had raped them, the details of which are contained in a U.S. federal court filing making these absurd allegations, with Hillary Clinton having already proven she will kill to protect the public from knowing of her husband's crimes against young girls, and from the next event in this most dangerous of games will be determined by clothing shop network. And if the past is a predictor of the future, knowing how the Israelis work to keep their nation safe, someone will surely die before this plays itself out. We are anonymous.
Okay, let me try to clarify for us what we just heard. Les Wexner, according to this guy, Les Wexner started this pedophile Victoria's Secret's pretty perverse. Don't you guys think so? Pretty perverse. So Les Wexner starts this network to try to hook politicians, to try to get them to act out their most evil desires. Jeffrey Epstein has this money and he flies them around and they hook them and they video them because there's hidden cameras in there. And so what they saw happening, they knew that Bill Clinton was hooked. They set up Trump to run on the Republican side. They never thought he would win. And they certainly never thought that he would reach the point where he would be as popular as what he is. And as I said to somebody, I've said a number of times, when Trump found out he could win, the whole game changed, in my humble opinion. When he found out he could win, everything changed. So what we saw happen this week was, last week, they tried to disparage Trump with sexual allegations. That's what they tried to do because they know what's coming down the road here with Bill Clinton. You understand what's going on? So this pedophile group, whatever they call this clothing group, they were doing that to be able to control the politicians. This is so unbelievably devious. And according to what Anonymous said, Trump didn't take the bait. They don't have any pedophile pictures of Trump with underage girls. They never really hooked him. But they figured there was enough dirt on him that they would be able to play out that dirt and Hillary would still win. That's why we're seeing exactly what's going on. Probably more stuff to come, as I said, on Trump. But if this is true, man, oh man, this is going to be something. Comments from anybody? Think it's baloney. Those of us in Columbus, we've had JR, you can attest to this, Roger. Boy, we've had questions about Les Wexner for a long time here in Columbus, that's for sure. Any comments on that, Roger?
The only thing I would say is it was common knowledge that he was a homosexual years ago.
Right.
He got married and started a family. Now, I don't know if he changed things or not, or if that was just part of the cover. But it also helps you understand Kasich's rise to power, too.
Yes, it does. Who, by the way, someone told me, rumor has it, that John Kasich swings both ways. That John Kasich wasn't married till he was well into his 30s. And then many of those surrounding John Kasich are of that persuasion, if you know what I'm saying about. Hey, guys. Two ways to a man's belly, or two ways to a man's heart, through his belly and through his appendage. That's the two ways you get to a man. So we have to be able to see that all of us, but for the grace of God, could be hooked by that desire for sex. I don't care who you are. If you think you're on a jet and there's these pretty girls, morality goes out the window. Somebody say amen. Some man there say out. Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You know, you've pointed out that the left wins because they never divide amongst themselves. Now, it almost happened with Bernie and Hillary this year, but they didn't. They didn't sever.
They wouldn't let her. They wouldn't let it divide. They sure tried to.
No, they didn't sever. But see, one of the reasons that is so, that the left is so much better at hanging together and sticking with each other, is because of things like with the Wexler thing, because birds of a feather flock together. And when you have this core, and it's not a big percentage, but when you have this core of sodomites get into positions of power, they pull their fellow sodomites into the power positions.
They do. You're right.
It becomes a very, very solid clique. Now, I'm not saying all Democrats are sodomites, but I'm saying the progressives and the core leadership of Democrats, they're sodomites, most of them, almost all of them. The core.
Larry, not only that, folks, understand this. There's all kinds of money in the sodomite communities, all kinds of money, because they don't have kids. They don't have kids. They have good jobs and make a lot of money. They're connected with each other. That's why, as I said before, Christians give money to the church. Sodomites give money to the cause. That's why they're far more effective in the way that they're operating. I didn't mean to step on you, Larry. Were you through there?
Okay. Yeah, just about. I just wanted to say that the Bible emphasizes so many times that we need to be concerned and loving and taking care of and correcting one another. That's a biblical principle to stick together. Why is it that the lost and the sodomites and those followers of evil out there do a better job of following that biblical principle than the church?
JR, where there's unity, God commands a blessing, and there ain't no unity in the body of Christ. Very little. Hang on. We're the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. There's no unity in any of those churches. None. Yes, Roger.
Oh, for some reason, I feel prompted. And maybe it's because we're on the huddle and we're live and people, I think it is, we can say as listeners to the huddle, you know, everything we say, I believe, what we talk about, is built on the foundation of the redemption that comes through Christ's blood.
Amen.
We are all rebels. We are all rebels towards God, wanting our own way, desiring our own desires, fleshly. Yep. But I think what brings us out in the huddle is even in our sin, even in our fallenness, we still know that God wants us in the proper manner and honoring Him to speak the truth.
Amen. Amen.
We have been so programmed that our fallenness is to prevents us from coming out to speak the truth, and guilt keeps us quiet, and that is the devil speaking to us. But to those that are listening, Roger Weaver is fallen. There are days I am a mess.
But Amen.
That doesn't mean my Savior does not love me, but also doesn't hold me accountable and consequences. And it doesn't mean that I cannot bring forth the truth of His word, and in a manner that is not right, self-righteous, or in a manner that is not arrogant, but it's just His word. And it is His word that I'm striving to follow in my own rebelness, if that makes sense.
Romans 12. Jared, hang on. Come on, Jared. Then let me make a point real quick, Jared. Hey, guys, listen. Ultimately, you listen to the emails, read the emails, listen to the phone calls that I get. The sodomites are deeply wounded. They are so angry at God. When they attack me, they attack me and the Bible and God. The devil has so twisted their minds that they see the Bible and Christians as the enemy. Sadly, that's what we're dealing with. I don't hate those dudes. I just hate what they do. I hate what they do. Jared, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
To those in the crowd, you're not a hypocrite if you repent. You're not a hypocrite if you repent. You may sin, but you're not a hypocrite if you humble yourself and repent. That's what they haven't done.
That's right. You know what repentance is, Jared? It's agreeing with God. It's agreeing with what God says about your condition. That's repentance. And you know, guys, we're hypocritical in a lot of different ways, right? I may be okay in this area, but really be missing it in another area. Like I got an email yesterday. Are you ready for it? You know what's coming, right? Oh, coach. I assume I'm just reading it, but I can imagine the language behind it. Oh, coach. So do you eat shellfish and wear blend mixed wools? And I responded, you're the first guy that ever compared putting a shrimp into my mouth to what you put in yours. How can you possibly compare those two things? See, it's a misunderstanding of the scripture. And I'll tell you this again, guys. I hear the demon. I hear the demon speaking through them. It's hatred of God and hatred of the cross.
Hey, coach, can I interject something here?
Yeah, hang on, man. We'll be right with you there, caller. Yeah.
Sorry. Given that anonymous tape and the blackmailing process, think about this. Our current Secretary of the Army in this country, do you all know that he is openly gay? So if whose kingdom is he going to advance? Is he potentially a victim of blackmail also?
Oh,
so if he is, okay, whose marching orders is he going to follow? So not long ago, Ash Carter, the current Secretary of Defense, what did he say to the country? He said, we got to be careful. We're about to tangle with Russia. And he's prepared to take that on. So if he's going to instruct his Secretary of the Army, start preparing your plans, buddy. Who's pulling the strings here?
Amen. Because Putin's fighting homosexuality too, isn't he, Sarge?
Spot on.
Uh-huh. Caller, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, this is Bill from Oklahoma. Hello, Coach.
Hey, Bill. Good to hear you. How you doing?
Okay. I'm having a time with my internet this morning. It's not keeping up, and I was on the listen line. It's about a minute behind. But
wow.
I just wanted to follow up what Larry said is the sodomite deal. And I'm sure you probably – I haven't read your article yet, but you probably covered it. This is Unmasked. It identifies crime family that's controls the district of corruption up there. And it runs just as deep, if not deeper, on the so-called Republican side.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, and we know this. Well, we don't know this. There's all kinds of rumors out there. Hey, listen, for George W. Bush to be in Skull and Bones, he had to do some pretty vile things in that initiation process. You guys all know that, don't you? You guys all know that. And you say, well, he's redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Well, I pray that he is. But nevertheless, he was engaged in it, as was John Kerry, as was Poppy Bush. And if we could ever get a peek inside the elite and the mixing, listen, the mixing of sodomy with everything else they're doing, we would be astonished with what's going on. Thanks for your call, Bill.
Okay.
Comments there from the crew. It's what we're dealing with, see. This is why this comes back to, again, to why Hillary Clinton's emails are so critical. The number of people, because can you guys imagine if you were a fly on the wall in Washington, can you imagine how many elected officials and people in high positions of authority are not sleeping at night wondering if their name's going to pop up in one of these emails? Can you even imagine how broad and how wide this whole thing is? Guys, that's why Ryan, Paul Ryan, and the establishment is pushing back so hard against Trump. They do not want this truth revealed. Do you guys find that hard to believe? Come on. They're a beehive, right? They're covering for each other now. This is not political. This is they're trying to save their own hide and their own connections. It's like everything else. There's godly sorrow, then there's worldly sorrow. Godly sorrow is a heartfelt repentance. I'm sorry, God, I was wrong. Worldly repentance is, oh, I'm sorry I got caught. What we're getting ready to see is a bunch of worldly repentance. That's why those rats are running for. That's why all of those Republicans who are selling out Donald Trump is because we will find their connections to so many of these evil things that we're talking about. This isn't about politics. This is about self-preservation. Stephen?
Wonderful statement. All I was going to say was something I noticed within the past few months. If you just go look just on news, mainstream news, like if you go on the internet and you just see Yahoo, MSN, whatever it may be, something I noticed, there is never one article on the mainstream that deems Hillary of any corruption, wickedness, unless you go to like Drudge Report or something that's alternative.
Yeah.
There is no support for Donald Trump. If you look, it is a massive load of front page news articles constantly bringing Trump down. And so there obviously has to be something that doesn't make any sense to that.
Do you suppose there's any photos out there of the chiefs at MSNBC and NBC and CBS? You suppose there's any videos out there of them being on that plane with Jeffrey Epstein? Hey, guys, listen. The devil has a team. I don't know why we can't understand this. And the devil's team has penetrated God's team. The devil's team is giving us the appearance that they are on God's team. Don't you see that? That's what a spy does. That's what a double agent does. That's what an infiltrator does. As Cicero said, he walks among us. He speaks the same language. He looks like one of us. And I did a video yesterday. If the GOP was as mad about abortion as they are against Donald Trump, abortion would be over. Can't you see what's going on? And so that was the genesis or the focus of the commentary I wrote today. Thank God for Donald Trump for what he is exposing. If he ends up being the absolute worst of all worst, if he ends up having been on that plane with Jeffrey Epstein, if he's done all types, I don't care. He has exposed to us what is really going on. And what's really going on? They have told us, we the people do not elect our candidates. The elite pick them. Thank God. Thank God for Donald Trump that he's exposed that to the world. Anybody? Jared.
Rebellion. Rebellion against God. It's so obvious. It's all about rebellion against God.
All about rebellion against God. You are of your father, the devil, and the works. See, if you are of your father, Jesus, the works of your father you will do. They are of their father, the devil, and they're doing the work. We are of our father, the devil, and we're waiting to get out of here. The devil's kids work, we watch. The devil's kids work, we pray. The devil's kids work, we hide. The devil's kids work, we cower. That's the difference. Hey, guys, if you're going to go out and you need some firewood for your house, and the devil needs some firewood for his house, he's going to get it sooner because he's going to chop down the stinking tree. You're going to pray it down. That's the difference. They work it. We pray it. As if prayer alone is enough to do anything. Go ahead, Larry. Sorry.
Yeah, two things. Number one is if we take an objective look at the country around us and the people that we observe, we deserve the government we've had for the last 8 years, and we deserve more of that.
We do.
As a nation, we have still turned a blind ear and eye to the Word of God. And the second thing is what you're saying about prayer is spot on, and that's why I'm really hoping that we are able to get a couple of hours in November for some real eye-opening revelations about prayer from the Bible.
Thank you, Larry. We'll see what we can do on that. Hey, guys, listen, I got to say this. It just came into my heart. Hey, listen. Quit hiding. Quit hiding out there. Those of you who are tuning in, listening on the phone, time to stop hiding. Time to stop hiding. Connect with us. Send us an email. Let us know you're listening. Because I know by the hundreds you're out there. I know you are. And see, it's the exact same thing that's going on with Donald Trump. There are a lot of people who are supporting Donald Trump, but they won't tell anybody. There are a lot of people who are watching this show, and they ain't telling anybody. It's time to come out of the closet. It's time to come out from hiding. We are building an army. We need your connections. We need to be, listen, I ain't no double agent. I ain't some guy that's going to sell you out. I'm not going to sell your email information. We are putting together an army, and we need to know, are you with us or are you against us? That's all we need to know. And so I'm just asking you, just connect with us. Send us an email. I'm with you, coach. I'm with you, coach, so we can get you on our email list. Hey, they know what you're listening to anyway. The enemy knows what you're listening. They know you're tuning in here every day. We just don't know it. You don't tell anybody because heaven forbid your pastor told you shouldn't be hanging around that coach. That coach will get you in trouble. Damn right I will. Be good trouble. It'll be good trouble. In fact, your faith may come alive. You might turn into a man. You might grow some hair on your chest. But you ain't going to do it cowering inside your church, and cowering inside your house, and listening to it in a secret, not telling anybody about it. Come on out, boys. Come on in. The water's good. The water's good. Contact us. Let us know you're there. We need you. We need an army. There's more of us than there are them, but it doesn't take a whole bunch anyway. Gideon did it with 300. That's all we need. We need you. Let us know you're there. Man, oh, man. Felt that one. Felt that one. Anybody? Anybody want to jump in?
You're not the only one that felt that.
Hey, what's that?
You're not the
Say
only
it again, JR?
You're not the only one that felt that.
Amen. It's the truth, isn't it, buddy? Huh? It's
Coach,
like my guts. Yes.
I wish the enemy bad luck.
Me too. Bad luck. That's what I say, man. Yeah. When I play in my golf tournament, our golf league, I drive around to every guy. That's why I say, hey, bad luck. Hope you finish second. That's what I tell all of them. I ain't never hoping that they're going to win. 2 Corinthians 11, Wayne just put up there, 13 through 15, he says. Okay, go there, Jared. That's a real quick one. I popped it on you. Thanks out there, Pastor Wayne. I see all your stuff when you pop it up here. Hey, come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. If you're watching to this show regularly, I got a call from a friend of mine from Galilee. I haven't heard from him. I don't even know when. Bless my heart yesterday. Coach, I watch every day. Just want you to know I watch every day. Keep it up. That encourages my heart, and now I know he's on the team, and now I know that we can connect with him. How do I ever connect with you? How do I connect with you guys and never let us know that you're listening? How do we do that? Come on. Come on. Quit hiding. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11. Did I tell you that, Jared? I'm sorry. I popped it on you quickly. Wayne sent this to us. I'm going to start in 12. Verse 11. Is that it, Jared? Yeah, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 11. Why? 10. As the truth of Christ is in me. Boy, is that, somebody say amen right there. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting. What's he boasting of? Christ is in me. 11. Why? Because I don't love you? God knows. What I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them. That I might cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, that they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a conservative Republican. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Huh? You may be saved, but your end's according to your works. Put that in your pipe. Smoke it, boys. Golly, hey, JR, I'm sorry. I ain't anywhere near where I thought I was going to be here this morning. It needs to happen. Come out from the behind the curtain. Come out of the bushes, boys. Come out and let us know you're out there. If you won't even give us your email, what kind of fighter are you? You're nothing but a spectator. Just a spectator. You say, well, coach, I'm just doing this because I don't know if I'm ready yet. Well, we'll get you ready. We'll get you ready. But we can't get you ready if we don't know who you are. Come in here listening every day. Spiritual welfare. Coming in here and sucking off the teat. And then not even letting us know who you are. Spiritual welfare. Oh, I know that sounds harsh. You guys are being fed. You're tuning in here every morning because you're being fed by what's going on here. And you won't even let us know who you are. Huh? Illegal alien, snuck in, sucking off the government. That's what you're doing. Say, coach, you're harsh. Damn right I am. We're war. I don't want our football players hiding. I don't want them hiding. When I went to London High School in 1989, we went 3-7. Halfway through the season, I realized this. You guys listen. Halfway through the season, I realized the best football players were in the hallways. They weren't on the football team. So during the off season, I walked the halls. And I'd go up to some kid walking down the hall, looked like he could have been a football player, say, hey, what's your name? My name's Bill. Hey, Bill, did you ever play football? So, oh, no, coach, no. Well, I used to when I was back in the 7th and 8th grade, coach, but, I haven't played so long. I wouldn't be any good now. I said, let me ask you something, Bill. Can you do this? He said, yeah, I can do that. So we need clappers. We need some guys that can clap. And I'd walk on down the hall and I'd see another big old guy, Tim. Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim, did you ever think about playing football? No, coach, I used to, but man, I got me a truck now. I say, hey, Tim, you really want to get the girls come out for football? By the way, Tim, can you do this? And I do a jumping jack. So, yeah, I can do that. So we need you, Tim. We need 100 guys before the game doing jumping jacks. We want to scare the other guys just by the numbers that we have. And the next thing you know, we went from 40 guys to 100 guys, and we started kicking some serious tail. Sarge, I tell you all the time, I'm on a manhunt. We need numbers. We need numbers. Why is it yesterday my inbox fills up with sodomites giving me hell, but nobody from the queue? Nobody from the show. Hey, coach, put me in. Not one. Sodomites galore up and down there because, see, they fight. We hide. It's enough of that. All right, save me here. Somebody save me, please. Jared, save me.
We hide because we've got nothing to live for in American Christianity. We've got nothing to live for. We've got something to die for, but we've got nothing to live for.
We don't, brother. We don't have anything to. I'm going to go down standing up. I got something to live and die for. See, that's the difference. The scripture says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and love not their own lives. We love our lives too much. Guys, do you love your life more than you love your grandchild's life? Do you? That's really what we're facing right now. This is the most cataclysmic time in American history right now. This is every bit as cataclysmic as the American Revolution right now. There is an American Revolution going on right now. And a lot of you are hiding. The churches are missing in action. Men who are sick and tired of what's going on are hiding. Come out. Come out. We're not going to take your name and publicize it on YouTube. We're not going to put you all over Facebook, but we got to know that you're on the team. Hey, Sarge, what is that Facebook? How do they connect with us on that Facebook link, Sarge?
Yeah, it's just, we've got...
We got a closed group. We have a closed group on Facebook now.
Yeah, we do have a closed group, and I'll put that link in here in the chat. But that's for just the people in the brigade and in the queue, because we're going to share information, but it's not open to the public to go ahead and slam the coach on. We do have public-facing webs, Facebook sites, and everybody
knows
about
those. Come on, Sarge, where is it? How do they get there, Sarge?
Yeah, I'll post the link. I can't remember. I think it's just called Salt and Light Brigade. Facebook Salt and Light Brigade, but you got to ask.
Come on, Sarge, you got to know that, man. That's got to come right off your lips because we got to be telling that everywhere we go, man.
Yep.
Everywhere we go. Go to this Facebook page and connect with us. Go here and connect. It's a closed group where we're going to be able to connect with each other. And I just heard from one of the brothers out there, and he says this, Coach, assure them they're not alone, that we support one another. Well, of course we do. Of course we do. You sick and tired of being alone? We're here to help. We need you. We need you. The Lord has need of you. Our children need you. Our grandchildren need you. We need you. Stop hiding. Let us know you're out there. There it is. Facebook.com. Oh, geez. See if they're listening. I don't know how to get that, man. Sarge, maybe we need to get this to Jared and get it on
Coach
our
Save web. Live. Coach Dave Live, it'll be there eventually.
There you go. CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. And the Facebook link. We'll get a new Facebook link up there where you can go and connect with us so we know who's on our team. Hey, George, good to see you. Anybody want to? We're winding down here. 7 minutes. I didn't get to anything I wanted to talk about. Anybody have anything to add at this point? Somebody rescue me?
Sorry, Coach. Just one more thing, Coach.
Okay.
God is a God of order. And there's chaos everywhere. And you know whose job it is to create order? Men's job. It's our job to create order and to stand for righteousness. And God wants us to do it, and he wants us to do it now.
Jared, that's why I come back to Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, which says, blessed are the peacemakers, not the peacekeepers, the peacemakers. And this foolishness that's going on, if we cannot see that the very control of every bit of our lives is at stake, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now, is America free? Well, we think we are, but are we really free? Of course not. Of course not. Why aren't we free? Because the devil's about bondage. The devil's about bondage. And if you can't see that we are being continually locked down, even the church going to the government to get permission to speak the oracles of God, if you can't see that there's one group locking you down and another group crying for freedom, God, Lord, open their eyes! Open the eyes of the church! George, go ahead, George. You got to unmute yourself, George.
Coach?
Yeah, there you go.
Coach, I hear your cry. You know, I couldn't get on the call till here just recently. I tried and tried, but, you know, I hear your cry, and I believe there's men out there today that are going to heed your call, that are going to, you know, realize that if we want Jesus to acknowledge us, we have to acknowledge him and stand up for righteousness. I believe there's men out there today that are going to take what you said, and they're going to stand up for righteousness. They're going to start being bold. I believe
Amen.
That.
Amen, George. Hey, Rich, how long you known me?
I've known you probably 6 months, but
that ain't very long, is it, Rich?
No, but I just want everybody to know I have a public life and a personal life, and both of them stand with you, Coach.
Amen. Amen. How long you known me, JR? Hang on. He's muted. There you go.
About 17, 18 years.
17 years. JR, am I going to sell you out?
Oh, no. No.
Not going to sell anybody out. Not going to sell anybody out. You're going to, at some point, you're going to have to join with somebody. I'm just telling you that. Most of you right now, I hate to tell you, have decided to join with that sissy standing in your pulpit. I don't want to be your pastor. I don't want to be your pastor. I want to guide you into all truth. Now, why would Roger be calling me other than he got bumped off and can't get back in? What's up, Weave? What's up, Roger? Butt dial? Could have been a butt dial. Or knowing him, he's probably listening to the show and a little bit of a delay and didn't hear me call his name. We only got about 3 minutes left. I didn't get anywhere I wanted to. Sarge was going to talk to us today about the Hegelian dialectic. We didn't get a chance. We'll get to that tomorrow. I got some other stuff. JR's got something he wants to say.
Yeah, Coach, for those that are waiting, you're going to be rewarded because the battle, you're either going to go to the battle or the battle's going to come to you.
It is. And you're going to stand alone. If you don't get united, you're going to stand alone. Going to stand alone. Hey, Jared. The sodomites are united in their hatred against me. Somebody sent out the word and they started emailing and calling and Facebooking. We're at war. The war isn't. Listen, if you don't fight now, it's going to be too late. If we don't stand up and push back now, it's going to be too late. You say, Coach, are you talking about taking up arms and fight? Well, I hope not. I hope not. I'd love to push back peaceably. I'd love to get the 76% of Americans who say they're Christians to stand up against some of this foolishness. That's what I'd like to do. And then we could do it peacefully. But we got people that don't even see what's going on, and they won't vote for Donald Trump because he had sex with women. Because the vote's too pure. Too righteous. I'm not making fun of them. They don't see the larger task at work. Donald Trump, to steal a line from JR, is giving the church the chance to be great again. He's pushing back the devil. He may not be doing it on purpose, but he is pushing back the darkness, giving the church the chance to be great again. Hillary will bury us. Yes.
Jesus said, hey, they've hated me. They've come after me. Does it surprise you that they're going to come at? Jesus says, when you follow me, they will hate you too. So, hey, all you sodomites out there that hear about this, bring it on. There's my phone number. Call me.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen. My email is starting to blow up. They're coming out of the bushes. They're coming out of hiding. They're coming out of hiding. It's time. Wait long enough. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. We'll get that Facebook link up there so we can keep connected with the team. Those who are really sick and tired of what's going on, do something about it. Hey, God bless you. We'll see you all tomorrow. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great show.